The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
And I'm joined now by John Duggan to discuss all the sport. Oh, JD, the heartbreak last night. Could we have lost in a more dramatic fashion?
Not really, Ciara. Good evening. North Macedonia on Tuesday is what's next for the Republic of Ireland. A friendly, I very much doubt the players are relishing, or even some of the fans, to be honest, after we lost our World Cup dream to Czechia in Prague last night on penalties. There was so much hope and excitement, as we know, before the game. We spoke about it the last few days. Borne out by the viewing figures, 1.37 million average on RT television. I expect only the late toy show will beat that this year.
Yeah.
And what do we have now? We have a lot of emotion. We've got heartbreak. We've got sadness. We've got regret, some anger, a bit of it online, as you would expect. And I think the players can be proud of themselves for the campaign. I think they gave everything for the shirt, and they are paid professionals. So you can, I suppose, almost separate the pride that they have for the jersey and the fact that nobody would be feeling more worse than they are.
I'm not sure I understand the anger. I can understand the disappointment and all of that. I really, really can. I mean, I'm not, as you know, the biggest sports fan. I was out for dinner last night. I started watching it on my phone. I couldn't, like, that viewing figure, which may not even be beaten by the Late Late Toy Show, it shows you how much we wanted it, doesn't it?
Shows how popular the game is globally. It just shows as well, as I said, how much football, when we're going well, can be fused to our identities. And the fans in Prague, and imagine the next few days in Dublin ahead of the Denmark game, if it would have happened. And then the World Cup itself. So like it is a journey that people take themselves in their own, I suppose, water cooler moments and identities of their own shape. I mean, we see with Liverpool, Manchester United all the time. We see the Irish rugby team. So look, when you think about people who want to blame the team, sometimes no one's to blame. I mean, there was a silly
on a kick, like you know.
The regret, though, is it's such a missed opportunity. As from a professional level, we were 2-0 up, we were playing really well, and we gave away a silly penalty. And then that gave Czechia momentum, but they weren't really bombarding Quívan Kelleher. And then it was a set piece, which we conceded for the second goal, only 4 minutes from the end. And then in the shootout, a couple of missed kicks. There's just a few small things. And elite level sports, sometimes the margins are small. I don't think we got the rubber of the green last night either. Maybe we got a soft penalty for our first penalty, but there was twice we hit the woodwork. And Troy Parrott had a goal-bound header, which was brilliantly saved as well by the Czech goalkeeper. So I do feel when the dust settles, I think Irish football has been in the wilderness years. What Troy Parrott did in November brought us to a completely different level of expectation that we would have had. A lot of people would have been writing off Irish football in terms of qualifying for World Cups for many years. Now I think with the young age profile of the team and the fact that the European Championship is in the British Isles and Ireland, in 2028, it's going to be very difficult for us not to qualify, because England, Scotland, Wales and ourselves are host nations, and two places would be reserved for teams that don't qualify. So we should be playing home matches at the Euros. I think there's a lot to look forward to when the pain dissipates and when the dust settles. Yeah. But Seamus Coleman is never going to see a World Cup, neither is Robbie Brady, and Seamus was pretty succinct about what happened last night.
I mean, we're 2-0 up in the game. We should never let them back into the game. We did. That's the harsh reality of it, taking all the emotion out of it. That's the reality. We shouldn't have let them back into the game, and we did. And we paid the price for it.
It's hard to qualify for World Cups. We've only done it 3 times. 1990, probably the only comfortable one. Wales, Northern Ireland suffered the same fate last night. Wales went out in penalties. It's tough, and it's a missed opportunity is the biggest problem with it, I think.
Loads of people are actually texting in for us about it, John. I'm devastated for the boys in green. They worked so hard. However, there's always a bright side. Now the Leaving Cert doesn't clash with the World Cup anymore. I wonder, is that from a Leaving Cert student? And someone else says, the best thing the fans can do is get to the game on Tuesday and show support to the team. Also quite important, we win still and continue momentum. I wonder, would you think that that's going to happen?
I would hope so. It was already a set out. So you'd hope that, you'd hope that some players might get opportunities that might have not have expected to against North Macedonia. It's not cheerleading to say things just didn't go our way in the night. And obviously, from an analytical point of view and a cold analysis, you'd go, well, these things weren't, I mean, did we do enough on penalties before the game, for example? But sometimes it just doesn't go your way. And I do feel the team has been coming out of the wilderness, and in time, this might be a good thing to happen for us for the Euros. Because if we can beat Portugal at home and Hungary away and be as good as Czechia last night, we can be a team that can do something at the Euros in 2028 when we'll be a host nation.
Even despite last night's loss, we are a team that has a a different kind of momentum behind it than it has been there for a long time. And a bit of hope, aren't we?
A bit of hope for the next campaign. The sadness is there's only one World Cup. It's only every 4 years. The next one is in Spain, primarily in 2030. And that's the gut-wrenching thing. We hadn't been in this position really since 2017. And it's over 8 years. And there's a lot of things that goes under the bridge between now and Spain in 2030. So, look, there'll be regret and it will linger for a while. It is painful. It's a pain. We're doing the 100 days of walking. I just left the house I was in and I just started walking at 11 o'clock last night, Kira, to get it out of my system. And it's mainly out of my system now.
The disappointment, I was in town last night and the disappointment on the streets was palpable.
There's nothing bigger. I keep on saying that.
Yeah, there was a mad buzz when I left here at 7 o'clock yesterday evening. And by the time I was going home, it was a totally different Dublin. Gaelic games, yes. JD, the National League football finals taking place at Croke Park over tomorrow and Sunday.
Sunday heralding a repeat of the 2025 All-Ireland final. Kerry and Donegal meeting in Division 1, a decider at GAA headquarters. Kira, so here's a trivia question. The first Football League final 100 years ago won by Laois. For all those table quiz sharks out there.
I wonder would many of people guess Laois?
I would doubt it.
Yeah, I would doubt it too.
There is a degree of the phony war right before the championship with the league final. But that said, Donegal have only won it once, 2007. And in every year, Jack O'Connor has led Kerry to the All-Ireland, including last year, they've won the league in the same year. A Division 2 final will have Meath against Cork. Great to see two big counties on the way back. They'll be promoted, but they'll also have a silverware to play for on Sunday. Tomorrow, we have Division 3 final, Down against Wexford, and Division 4 final, Longford against Carlow. Once again, players playing at Croke Park, playing for silverware. Lots to look forward to for those counties, and are promoted as well. So bring it on. And there's also a hurling Division 2 final tomorrow, Laois against Kerry in Port Laois, Kerry.
JD, English Rugby Football Union have been asked about Ireland's head coach, Andy Farrell.
Yeah, so England struggled under Steve Borthwick, their coach in the Six Nations. They lost 4 games. The performance of everyone involved in that England camp is going to be under review now. So given a success with the Lions and with Ireland, obviously, the former England international, Andy Farrell, his name has been in the press, a lot of the English press writing about it. But we know he's committed to Ireland to the end of 2027, World Cup in Australia. But the Bill Sweeney is the English Rugby Football Union boss, and he said today Farrell's under contract to the 2027 World Cup with Ireland, to put that in parenthesis. We're not in a dialogue, we're not in a discussion with him at the present. Just makes me laugh a bit, Kira, that there's a strain of the English media which just expects Farrell to drop everything and go over to England where he once played. I think he's very happy here. You could argue that Ireland could be in a better position than England going to the next World Cup.
We barely lost the championship. Again, we barely lost all the things
losing. The Thomas Ramos kick. And Farrell might extend a deal with Ireland.
Yeah. And finally, the Provinces in action in rugby over the weekend.
Yes, Leinster fourth in the URC, the United Rugby Championship. They kick off the latest round for the home contingent. They welcome the Scarlets to the Aviva Stadium, 7:45 this evening. Good to see Andrew Porter returning to the front row. Munster are in trouble. We know that story about the voluntary redundancies this week, and they didn't manage a point at all on the pitch against Durban last week. They could be in for another long day in Pretoria tomorrow in South Africa. They face the Bulls. Munster need to get in to the top eight to get into the Champions Cup next season. That's not a given. They're sixth at the moment. They'll have to knuckle down now, Munster. Connacht just out of the playoff spots. They host the Ospreys in Galway tomorrow. Ulster are doing well under Richie Murphy, their coach. They lie third. They're away to Zebre in Parma tomorrow, Kira. Stuart McCluskey and Nick Timoney to start. Off the ball, 1-5 tomorrow. A lot of football talk. And a lot of football talk again, 1-7 on Sunday on your radio here on News Talk. You know what to do.
Check it out. Absolutely. Thank you for that, JD. Talk to you again next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.